Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I saw you dancing to the Dodgers the other day. I saw you dancing, Team Dodgers. Man, remember when you had those Twins hats on? Dave, you remember when Jamie had those Twins hats on?
And I remember those days.
Yeah, you know, Maple Grove, Jamie.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. They haven't done anything, the Twins, since 1991.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was 9 years old. Yeah. I'm now 43 years old.
You're holding them to a standard, aren't you? Team. Yeah. I think that's a very fair point.
It's nice to have a winning team. It's nice to have a team that invests in the players, like, wants to win. Like, you know, it's nice. You guys should try it. You should try rooting for someone else just for one season.
By the way, your views are reflected by about 99% of Twins fans. What you just said right there. The poll ads are not popular at all, and most of them don't get it. Okay. Ballpark, as we're approaching middle of October, how many weddings have you attended this year? Seems like I've watching you on Insta, a few. Would you say five, six,
actually,
seven?
Weddings?
Yeah.
I don't think I've attended any weddings this
really?
Year.
Really? Not a single wedding. Okay. The reason why I bring this up is Dave and I both saw a story, the number of Gen Zers. Dave, you want to remind everybody the age range for Gen Z? Is that like, is that 18 to 34? Is that 18 to 29?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Isn't it younger, right? Because I'm top-end millennial. I'm 41.
Yeah, I think it's like
we go down to about 30, right?
Yeah, maybe it's even 18 to 30. That the number of weddings with no alcohol has skyrocketed, where they're just dry weddings. Dave, what
between 13 and 28 is technically Gen Z.
13 and 28. Okay. Well,
birth years 97.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's only 7 years those kids can drink. So
yeah, maybe that's certainly. I'm not encouraging. Yeah, I'm not encouraging the 13-year-old to get married or to have in fireballs. So both those are out. I've attended quite a few weddings over the years. La-di-da, good for me. I have never attended a dry wedding.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Oh, I have.
Yeah? What did you think?
Oh, yes. I went to a Baptist wedding in Florida, and I was a bridesmaid in that wedding. And I'm just going to say I didn't really understand the religion fully. And I thought, well, they'll still have alcohol for people to drink who want to drink. Like, you don't have to drink as part of, no, it's like fully dry.
Yeah.
And it also went on like 10 hours that day, and I was in like 4-inch heels and a very, very tight corset.
Ooh.
Dress. I don't know if it was the fact that I couldn't have just like a little bit of bubbly to loosen up or that the dress was just so tight and the heels hurt so bad, but it was one of the most miserable weddings I've ever been a part of.
Actually, On line two, we have the bride and groom who are right here. Hey, come on, bring them on here.
Well, they went on to get divorced, and my mom always laughed because what they did serve was this blue Kool-Aid and these in champagne glasses.
Ugh.
And my mom was like, I don't know, like, you know, with what happened at Jamestown, that blue Kool-Aid would be what I chose to celebrate my wedding. But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been my first pick either. So a survey of just under 1,600 adults conducted in late June, 55% of respondents said they had never attended a dry wedding. 38% had, but an overwhelming majority, 83%, they would consider doing so in the future. Well, the 17% might be louts, because the idea that, okay, some close friend of yours or somebody you know is getting married and they include, we're not going to have alcohol and you're not going to go because of it, I don't think you're a very good friend at that point.
No, that's, I mean, I think that's a little crazy too. I mean, I don't know. 17%, though, like, I feel like 17% of people, like, won't tip at
yes.
a restaurant. 17%
yes.
of people
right.
won't, like, you know, let somebody in on the highway, even if they're going to run the person off the road. Like, 17% seems like a normal, like, kind of crazy person number.
Going back to the younger adults, 18 to 29. Fewer than half considered alcohol a must. 25% said it didn't need to be served at a wedding. Listen, if someone wants to do it, that's their call. I'm not like condemning it. I'm not saying it's awful. I'm just being honest for me. Unless I'm forgetting that there's someone close to me right now who's thinking, hey, goofball, you forgot we attended this one. And it's, some of it is how kids grew up themselves. Some of it's how kids grew up with parents who maybe didn't drink. And I am by no means not suggesting anyway you have to be drunk to enjoy
no.
a wedding. I'm just saying for
no.
most, I would think you would offer it as an option, right?
Well, I think for me, well, when you say 18 to 29, I don't think of a lot of life experience at that point in time, right?
Yeah.
So I guess to me, being in my 40s, having just planned a wedding, I'm also now planning my husband's 50th birthday for a couple weeks from now.
Oh, there you go.
There is the conversation that happens of, well, do you want alcohol? Yes or no. Do you want an open bar? Yes or no. Do you want to stop it at a certain amount? Yes or no. My thought process has been with prior events and the event coming up, is it's not necessarily about what I want.
Yes.
Like, I have generationally people like in their 70s coming. I know the male will want a Manhattan. It doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon or it's 8 o'clock at night. Like, that's what he's going to want. So I also think you have to like think about the people attending your party. It's not necessarily about you. Like, yeah, I don't need to go drink at the wedding, but I also know that there are people in my life who enjoy to have some Prosecco or enjoy the Manhattan or might want to have a margarita. Like, so I will offer it to them because it's for, if it's a party, it's for your guests.
Yes. I think that's well stated. Dave found something today suggesting that we've been eating a burger incorrectly all along. Dave, go ahead and explain to Jamie how we should be consuming our burgers.
Don't make me do it. Allow the etiquette expert to do it himself. William Hansen. Of course he's a Brit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He's an etiquette expert.
Yeah.
Here you go. He's got imagining him sitting on a little outdoor cafe with this tall burger sitting on a lovely plate in front of him.
Now, unless you're in the circus, nobody can fit anything this size in your mouth. So don't pick up the burger and eat it with your hands when it is this thick. Instead, you deconstruct the burger.
Oh.
Using a knife and fork, take off the top, cut, and eat like so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay. I think it's the appropriate response. I like a burger. In fact, we might even have a burger. In fact, I know I have some burgers at home. This is now inspiring me. Quentin, I know there's 0.0% chance of listening. We're going to have some burgers tonight, and I will not be deconstructing
take off the burger.
I will not take off the top, you know?
You know what's funny about this kind of thing? Like we were just talking about, like, if that dude wants to deconstruct his burger, great. More power to you. Have fun. Deconstruct it in whatever capacity you want. Eat the bun first. Eat the meat patty first. I don't really care. But don't tell me how to eat my burger.
Well, he's a food etiquette expert. You know, that's what he does. He gives food etiquette instruction.
From Britain? I don't think he should be giving Americans etiquette. I think it's Whoa. Good enough that Americans like wipe their hands after they've eaten their hamburger.
Big time TV LA star says, UK, we kicked your ass in the 1700s. Mind your own business. Is that what you heard, Dave?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We did it just so we could enjoy burgers our way.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Didn't we invent the burger? Like, what does he even care? Isn't it, like, it's quintessential America. Like, go do your British thing. That's cool. But it's not a burger then.
Is a burger the quintessential American meal? Like, if Doug said, you know, I've been here for a long time, but there's still the Aussie in me. I want you to prepare for me for my 50th, Jamie Yuccas' version of the quintessential American meal. What would you prepare?
Sorry, Hold on. Uh-oh. Did you hear that?
No. What happened?
Oh. Sorry. As we're talking about nonsense like hamburgers, all of a sudden an astrology app on my phone opened to let me know that Pluto is clearing out some major things today. So it was playing in the car. I apologize.
Do you feel better that Pluto is clearing that out?
Well, I feel a little weirded out that it just started playing.
Yeah, that's...
maybe the universe wants us to stop talking about hamburgers
or
something.
Okay, so... You're making Doug the quintessential American meal. Is the cheeseburger the main entree?
Yeah, I guess cheeseburger, some apple pie. What else would go with that?
Corn on the cob?
A Coca-Cola, corn on the cob.
Yeah. Dave, hot dog over cheeseburger. Where do you stand that debate?
Prefer or just which is the more American meal? It's the burger.
It's the burger, right?
We're fast food nation. Burger and fries, baby.
Yeah. Probably have to have the fries in there, too, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Adam Carter, by the way, who's hosting for Jason, thinks cheese is an unnecessary part of a cheeseburger.
Okay, well, he's just like my 11-year-old.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
He is, in many ways. I think that is the proper way. Hey, your station changed names, right?
We're CBS LA, baby.
That's a big one. Nice.
Yeah, you know what? So I don't know that people, I don't even know that we fully understood here in Los Angeles. But so what has transpired over the years is that KCAL was a very Los Angeles brand and TV station that once upon a time Disney owned and had quite a legacy to it. And when the station's fell under the CBS umbrella, there was a decision made that potentially there would be more locally, you know, more nostalgia with the KCAL brand that locally that would resonate more. What we found over the last couple of years is that it doesn't. CBS is obviously a legacy news operation in and of itself.
For sure.
So we've decided to go back to CBS LA. So we're CBS LA on the CBS station here, and we are CBS LA on KCAL on linear TV. But then online, we are just CBS LA. So it seems to just have a wider umbrella for the brand.
I think it's smart. Makes a lot of sense. All right, go get some more astrology notes about Pluto and everything else.
Well, I need some soup because it's been raining since like 2 o'clock in the morning here, and it's like 50 degrees. It's like the same as what you guys are dealing with.
It's
I'm
awful.
Frozen.
Yeah, I have 10 seconds. You can have one soup at its best. What is your one soup?
Ooh, chicken and wild rice. See, I'm still Minnesotan.
There it is. It's chicken tortilla is the answer. We got to go. Jamie, check her out with us all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.